Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Dearborn Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Doing a little help with the babysitting a boiler, and so a little early start today, but we're here, and this will be available at whatever time after this that's convenient for you. So we'll get at it. We're talking and praying this week about being faithful, about living that faithful life that results in Jesus proclaiming to each one of us, "Well done, good and faithful servant." And we'll look at different aspects of God's expectation of our faithfulness so that it reflects to some degree His faithfulness. And today we're going to talk about being faithful in trust. And 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2 says, "Now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful." To read that, I think there's various ways you can look at that word depending on the context that your life revolves around. And so we look at the idea of being given a trust. And if you're familiar with the financial circles, you may think of a trust as money that's kept set aside for a specific person under certain conditions that they're allowed to use it. And the one that would oversee that, the one that would manage that, must be proven faithful. You don't want somebody, and you read every once in a while news reports of somebody that was given management or oversight of that trust that embezzled, that cheated, that kept some for themselves or even all of it. And so you've got that level. I think for most of us, we read this and the greater application, because it's a daily application, has to do with the trust that we place in God, the trust that we place in others, and the trust that they place in us. And in order for that trust to be maintained, there must be an element of faithfulness. And so when we hear somebody promise they'll do this or that, we automatically in our mind kind of evaluate how likely that is based on the level of trust that we've experienced in the past. There's times where you'll hear parents, you may even be one of those parents that will continually say, "For the last time, I'm telling you this." And a few minutes later, it's repeated, "For the last time, I'm telling you, go clean your room." And sometimes all of us as children need reminders. Sometimes we need prompting. Sometimes we need encouragement. Sometimes we need motivation. But there reaches a point, if that becomes our lifestyle, that our children don't really listen. They don't really trust that that's the last time that it's going to be said. They've got time yet to do other things. And many times we kind of figure out, based on tone and urgency, when the last time really is. But the more that we get into the habit of not keeping our word in little things, the less people believe when we speak big things. You're likely familiar with the old story, the old fable of the boy who cried wolf, who thought it was fun to get a reaction out of the townspeople that would cry out wolf and they would come to fend off this devourer of their flock, only to find there was nothing there. And after too many times of that, when a wolf finally did come, the townspeople refused to believe. It was just a prank again. And that's really what God gets at when he says that those who have been placed trust, they must prove faithful. And so when we've been entrusted with the Word of God, when we've been entrusted with the good news of Jesus, our responsibility is to faithfully share that with others. But it's not just about sharing the words of our faith. It's about sharing them in a manner that has credibility, a manner which can be trusted, a manner which shows that we're not only spouting out words, but we're living them. When we proclaim something to be a really great product and yet we don't use it, I'm guessing people would have some pretty serious doubt. I mean, I could endorse all kinds of running shoes and tell people how great they are and how much better they make your time in whatever marathon that you're running. And those that know me, those that do any research at all, would laugh and say, well, how would you know that? You don't run, you don't do marathons, you don't enjoy any of that. How can you tell us what is best? And it wouldn't matter whether I've done all of the research, whether I'm even right. People would have a reason to be skeptical. And when we think about the trust that has been placed with us, as Jesus ascended into heaven, he had already prepared his disciples. He had given them that great commission to go into all the world and to make disciples, to baptize them, to teach them everything that Jesus had commanded and had promised his presence to be with them. And he entrusted them with not only the knowledge of the good news of the kingdom of God, but with the responsibility of seeing that kingdom grow. Not that the work was all theirs. God's Spirit was the primary worker in all of it. But it required those who would preach, those who would teach, those who would speak the message, those who would share it from household to household, from riverbank to riverbank, from city to city. They had been entrusted with a message, and there was a requirement that they would be faithful in sharing it, which leads to you and me knowing it. And when you and I know the message of the good news of Jesus, we also have been entrusted with the responsibility to share that, and we must be proven faithful. God's desire is that the kingdom would grow, that people would repent, that all would be saved. And as Scripture tells us, how can they call upon the one that they've not heard of? And how can they hear unless someone tells them? And how can someone tell them unless they are sent? And so we spend time with God knowing how he would have us to live, knowing what he's entrusted us with. But the great news, the great flip side of this story, so to speak, is that when we have placed our trust in God, he himself proves faithful. The Bible tells us that we, in Christ, we know in whom we have believed. And we are convinced that he is able to keep us to keep us against all that would take us away from the kingdom, to keep us away from all that would destroy us, to keep us in that covenant until that day he comes and says, well done. You see, we have been given a great trust. And God's desire is that we would indeed be found faithful, because we learn how to be faithful by knowing Jesus. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself. It has given us what we need for the trust that you've placed within us. It's given us what we need for the trust that we ought to have in you. And it's given us what we need to be faithful. Not that we're all that good at it on our own, but through the power of Jesus and your Spirit within us, through an obedience to your word, we learn what faithfulness looks like in every situation. And so we continually practice that. And when we stumble and we lose sight of that faithfulness in our own life or in the life of someone else, we press on and we re-find it in you. Father, we thank you for the trust that you have placed in our life. The trust that you have that we will accomplish exactly what you created us to do. The trust that we will respond in obedience because of our love for you. And you've shown that you yourself can be trusted. That you have been faithful. You continue to be faithful. You will always be faithful. And so our trust in you is not misplaced, but it is a steadfast trust that is rewarded. So God, today, as we live life, as we go about the task before us, may we grow. May we grow in faithfulness as we grow in recognition of that which we've been entrusted with. May we use those things that you've put into our life in ways that are appropriate and responsible and in ways that represent you well. And Father, as we grow, may we continually lift up Jesus in all things so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.